This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. In the UK, the health minister says the coronavirus is rising in all age groups and rising exponentially in London. At a news conference today, he also said they've identified over 1,000 cases of a new variant of the coronavirus and that it's growing faster than the existing variant. He added London will be placed into the toughest tier of COVID-19 restrictions, effective immediately. Earlier this month, the government implemented a tiered system of restrictions to try to keep a second wave of the virus under control following a month-long lockdown. A nurse in New York became the first person in the United States to receive the coronavirus vaccine Monday. The woman, a critical care nurse at a Long Island hospital, received the Pfizer-BioNTech shot live on television shortly before 9:30 a.m. local time. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted, quote, "First vaccine administered. Congratulations, USA. Congratulations, world," end quote. President Trump says he's reversing a plan to have senior U.S. officials get early vaccine shots while public distribution is limited. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Trump administration said yesterday top officials would be offered the vaccine as soon as this week under federal continuity of government plans, including some White House aides working in close proximity to the president. The news was criticized on social media, and hours later, the president said he's reversing the directive, tweeting people in the White House should get the vaccine later unless specifically necessary. It's unclear just what effect his statement will have on efforts to protect the government's top leadership. Sagar Magani, Washington.
COVID-19 has ravaged the United States. More than 299,000 Americans have been killed by the virus. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will self-isolate Monday after coming into contact with a coronavirus patient, his office said, calling it a precautionary step. Netanyahu tested negative for the virus Sunday and on Monday, but a statement said he will still, quote, enter isolation until Friday following contact with a confirmed coronavirus patient, end quote. Japan and South Korea grappled with surging cases and growing public frustration Monday, with Japan suspending a contentious travel subsidy program and South Korea closing some schools and considering its toughest curbs yet. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte was expected to announce a tough month-long lockdown Monday evening, including the closing of schools and shops, according to media outlets, as his government tries to slow soaring COVID-19 infections. Rutte held emergency meetings Monday about the rapid rise of infections and took the unusual step of inviting the heads of all political parties in parliament to join the talks. The European Parliament is in wait-and-see mode on EU-UK trade negotiations, the head of the chamber said Monday, adding the lawmakers will act on Brexit whether there's an agreement or not. The European Parliament head told a news conference, quote, "We will have to see if we are close to a deal with the UK," end quote, adding, quote, "In case of a deal or no deal, it's clear that the Parliament will have to take initiatives," end quote. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas said Monday talks between the European Union and Britain on post-Brexit talks should continue as long as an agreement is possible. Fabian Zuilig, chief executive of the European Policy Center, says it's unclear what progress actually is being made between the EU and the UK on a Brexit trade deal.
We're already starting to see some of the effects coming through. We're seeing the lorries queuing. We're seeing that there are difficulties with some of the supply chains. We're seeing also that business is extremely unhappy about still being in a high degree of uncertainty with only a few days to go.
At stake is Britain's quest for zero tariff and zero quota access to the EU's single market. Electors will gather in state capitals across the United States Monday to formally vote for Joe Biden as the next president, effectively ending President Donald Trump's attempt to overturn his loss in the November 3rd election. The state-by-state votes, traditionally an afterthought, have taken on outside significance this year because of Mr. Trump's assault on the democratic process. He has pressured state officials to throw the election results out and declare him the winner, pushing a false claim of widespread fraud. Biden and running mate Kamala Harris are due to take office January 20th. And an earthquake of magnitude 6.1 struck the Chile-Bolivia border region, the GFZ German Research Center for Geoscience said Monday. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.